From the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Good Monday morning, everybody. If you're just joining us, it is a scorcher out there. It's going to hit 92 degrees. Maybe not the... Well, the record was 95 in 1929. Our weather guy, Ray Stajic, doesn't think we're going to break that, but it's going to feel like 100 degrees out there with the humidity, and there's warnings about air quality alerts and whatnot, so you're going to need your sunscreen, your little handheld fans, and you'll probably want the air conditioning.
How about those sunscreen pills?
That Schumer was denounced. I've never heard of sunscreen
pills.
Have
you heard of those, Bartlett? I've never heard of them.
No, but they don't work.
Well, that's what Schumer
who
says.
Who thinks that they would work? Schumer's out there saying, oh my gosh, thousands of people have been duped by
really?
This, and I'm burning mad about it. I'm going to stop it.
Ugh, I've never heard of this stuff.
I never heard of
sunscreen pills before. No.
All right. But he's out there to stop it.
You know, the best sunscreen you can use is, I'm telling you, because I have a very, very
don't
good
go outdoors.
Skin doctor.
No, that's the best, you know, substantion.
Neutrogena, called. At least 80 proof.
80?
Yeah. Well, that's my bourbon, 80 proof.
Are they paying yes, you to say this?
No, I'm telling you, I had a little cancerous thing removed a few years ago, and the doctor said always use the Neutrogena, and it's got to be 80 or more.
Do you use it every day?
I do every day. Yeah,
wow.
I do.
Wow.
When I go out, yeah.
Some people are crazy, but I
put a little schmear on it.
You use stuff to play golf, don't you? No,
you don't.
On how, well, it depends on you know the day.
If the sun's out,
I will.
You're out for 4 or 5 hours in the sun. You don't put anything on.
Yeah, I know. No.
Well, ooh, Bartlett's such a good player. He plays in like 2 hours.
You wear a big floppy hat?
No.
Do you wear any kind of a hat?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wear a hat.
It's not good, but I try to do it as best I can.
Do you get regularly tested for skin cancer?
Once a year.
I
do it every 6 months.
I'm surprised. Do you really, Joe?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Sure. Once a year.
Yeah, I do it every 6 months. So, all right, also in our big three, big troubles on the border. Trump and Sessions have a zero tolerance policy. Kids are being removed from their parents. You know, it's not like they're being ripped out of their arms and everybody's crying or whatnot. These people have come in here illegally. They've broken the law. They have to go to a detention center, and the kids go to Walmart place where they have recreational activities, 3 square meals a day.
He presents this a little differently
games.
Than you did, Len, and your big three.
Well, he has a different point of view.
No, but you know, the Democrats and the liberals are running around foaming at the mouth and saying, they're just tearing these little babies. The women are practically breastfeeding
them.
They're ripping them away.
Some are.
You see, I've been watching the news. They show the kids at the Walmart. The meals look good.
Yeah.
The kids are probably
go there instead of the fancy restaurants.
The kids are probably better off in that Walmart detention center than they enter in their hometowns where all the drug dealers are shooting everybody up down there in Mexico. I'm telling you.
We need more people to vote Democratic. That's why we're letting them in. You know that.
Also in the big three, we had a terrible shooting in Trenton, New Jersey over the weekend at the Art All Night Festival. The gunman's dead. 22 people were injured, and it appears to be gang-related violence out there in Trenton, New Jersey.
So I think we all agree something has to be done about this. You know, the parents and the kids. So, whatever the solution is, and we have to get rid of the party affiliations. This may help. You know, a couple of first ladies have weighed in, Michael. Mrs. Trump, through her spokesperson, said that she hates to see the children separated from their families, hopes both sides of the aisle can finally come together to achieve successful immigration reform. And then Laura Bush penned this column in the Washington Post, and she really called it cruel and immoral. She said, I live in a border state. I appreciate the need to enforce and protect our international boundaries, but the zero tolerance policy is cruel, is immoral, and it breaks my heart.
I like Laura Bush. She's a decent human being, but nobody cares what she has to say.
What?
Nobody cares what Laura Bush has to say about anything.
Yeah, she's a has-been.
Nobody cares. She hasn't been in the White House in years.
I could hear you saying that about Hillary, but lovely Laura Bush.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm going to see a big op-ed piece by Laura Bush and read every word. No, not happening.
Really?
Eyes are glazing over.
Wow.
There is a solution to this.
She's tough.
There is a solution to this.
Yeah, build a wall and keep everyone
out. No, we should
out.
Absolutely reunite the kids with their parents and send them back to Mexico because they entered the country illegal. Or if you want to keep them together, you can put the kids in the detention cell with the parents. I don't have a problem with that.
Want to hear what Kellyanne Conway has to say?
Yes, I always like to hear what Kellyanne Conway has to say.
Nobody likes seeing babies ripped from their mother's arms, from their mother's wombs, frankly. But we have to make sure that DHS's laws are understood through the soundbite culture that we live in.
Well, she admitted she say being ripped.
Did she just say from the womb?
Yeah.
She did.
See, are you telling me an ICE person is there, like, ripping open some woman's belly and pulling the kid out? What
see,
is
you
she talking
said they're
about?
Not being ripped away. That's the Democrats. There's Kellyanne Conway admitting
she
on the White
her
House
talking
lawn.
Points.
Really?
She flubbed her talking points.
I certainly don't want anybody to use these kids as leverage. I saw a headline that breathlessly screamed as much, and I object to that very forcefully.
I don't know what the hell she said there. But, I mean, it is an argument. You don't want the kids being a bargaining chip to build the wall. You don't want that.
They're not a bargaining chip.
Sure they are. They're part of a comprehensive immigration policy. I get it.
Their parents have brought them here illegally. What do you propose we do? Just say, come on in, everybody. Welcome. No problems. We're not going to enforce our borders.
Well, how come we never separated the kids out before?
I don't understand. Why don't we have a lot of vans down there? And we see these people. They cross the border. We open the van doors. We put everybody in the van. And we drive them back over the border and say, goodbye. So long. You came here illegally. You can't stay. Why are we even bothering giving them detention camps to stay in? We just wrap them and put them in the van and get them back over the border.
Neither of you two righties answered my question. Why haven't we had this problem before with ripping away kids from their parents?
They didn't enforce the law.
Exactly.
So now they're enforcing the law.
Ripping away is a very loaded way of saying this.
Well, let's hear Kellyanne Conway, who speaks for the president.
Nobody likes seeing babies ripped from their mother's arm.
I don't think
I rest my case.
They're probably saying, hey, kids, we've got some buffet lunches here for you. We've got some video games.
Yeah,
we've got
sure.
a basketball court.
Just vote Democratic. That's all we ask. It's a very simple quid pro quo.
We got to sort out your parents here. Maybe some are seeking asylum, some are not. It was interesting. We were talking earlier with ABC News correspondent.
Yeah, we learned something.
Jim Ryan, who's down in Dallas, and he said if a family presents themselves at a border patrol check and says, we are seeking asylum because we fear for our lives or being persecuted, they keep the families together. It
Correct.
Is when the families come over illegally, when they try to sneak across the border,
Correct.
That is now when they are splitting the families up.
Right.
But, you know, the Democrats are trying to make this thing sound like some sort of, you know, roundup of Jews back in Nazi Germany, and that is a little extreme, don't you think, Len?
Well, I think it's extreme that the president and other Republicans are blaming the Democrats. Why is it the Democrats' fault?
What's extreme is I was just looking at CNN, and they're talking about this separating the kids from the families and the detention centers. You know what they're showing pictures of? Auschwitz. That's not extreme.
Really?
Yes. Well, they were showing a picture of Auschwitz on CNN.
It's like Sophie's Choice. Is that it?
Yes.
No, that's,
yeah.
that's going.
That is way over the top.
And how about all these Democrats who showed up? Now, where's this?
Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Elizabeth is where the detention center is. So all these Democratic Congress people showed up. This was Congressman Frank Pallone.
These guys were crying on Father's Day because they don't know where their children are. Some have no idea. Some have been told, well, maybe they're in Michigan. None have had contact with them.
Have you no heart, Riedel? Really? They don't know their poor kids. It's Father's Day. They aren't you at all sensitive?
It's a little painful to send them to Michigan. That's a boring state. Send them to L.A. or San Francisco or someplace fun. But Michigan?
Yeah,
what
but
are they going to do in Michigan?
No, we need a few more Democratic voters there. Michigan went for Trump.
That's right. We got to send some illegal immigrants there so they can pull the lever for Trump when they're old enough to vote.
Here's some more of New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone.
These were all people who came here for political asylum. In other words, they didn't come here for economic reasons because they're looking for a job. They came here because they were fleeing persecution.
Well, if we can correct Congressman Pallone, we learned today that they were not separated for asylum reasons.
Exactly, exactly.
And we don't know
if they're all here for asylum reasons. A lot of people give the excuses to why they're here for asylum. It has to be investigated. It has to be looked at. But you know, Len, a lot of people are just coming here because there are more jobs here than there are in Mexico.
Yeah. How about New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell was part of this group that went to visit. I guess they kept knocking on the door and finally got in. So that's what happened here.
We will have zero tolerance for anything that deviates from that inscription at the Statue of Liberty.
There you go. Take that.
Cynical exploitation for political purposes.
Now, how about New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was part of this group?
There was a father who spoke about his young daughter being ripped away from him at 3 a.m. in the morning.
See? They were ripped away.
Right out of the room. Hey, womb. Hey, let's go to line three with John. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, John.
I've worked at one of those shelters out in Texas, and it's nothing like being portrayed in the media. When the children arrived, they're greeted, they're given a briefing what their legal rights are, they're medically screened, there's medical staff, there's mental health staff, there's child care for the children, there's education, there's religious, and there's plenty of soccer on new fields out there. The housing, there's, like you said, better than where they were coming from, and a lot better than a lot of kids are living in today in New York. So,
I know, John, can you believe it when you see CNN and they show a picture of Auschwitz? It's unbelievable.
It's nothing. When the kids are done and when they leave us notes saying they never retreated with such love and respect, and they're sorry to go because they know where they're going, you know, the way they were taken care of. There's no politics inside, you know, the shelters or anything. And it's just a shame to see what's being portrayed in the news because it's not what they're saying.
Right. Okay, thanks, good call, John. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
I also think what's being portrayed is the fact that the families are being separated. I don't think the detention centers are getting criticized that much. I think it's the separation.
CNN showed pictures of Auschwitz, all right?
Ridiculous.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to tell you about that shooting in Trenton. A gunman's dead and 22 are injured after a mob-related shooting. Plus, Mark Simone is coming up at 10 o'clock. And now let's go to Bernie Vito with Trenton.
8:25 in the morning. It promises to be a hot one, and I know you're on the edge of your seats. There's no score yet between Sweden and South Korea in the World Cup. Well, there's a gripping game.
Who do you think is going to win?
I have no idea.
I'm going to go with South Korea because all the other nations are upending the Europeans.
Yeah, well, I'll have to go with Sweden, I guess. I don't know, but they're in the 25th minute, and there's no score. Hey, how about this thing in Trenton?
Terrible.
A 24-hour art festival. Now, who knew there was such a thing that's called? You know, I thought maybe it was an arts festival that had a lot of music. But no, it's an art festival. It features 1,500 works of art, live murals.
Ooh.
That is graffiti. They do have dozens of music performances on a film festival. The event's in its 12th year. It's supposed to go 24 hours from 3 o'clock Saturday to 3 o'clock Sunday. But gunfire erupts. They think it was gang-related.
I think it is, yeah.
And they 22 people hurt. They believe the police killed the main suspect in all this, Taihaji Wells, 33 years old. But here's the thing. He had just been released from prison on homicide-related charges.
Mm.
Now, apparently, they've also charged someone named Amir Armstrong on weapons offenses. And I heard somewhere, it might have been on Channel 4, that they were looking for a couple of other suspects.
And this the festival took place in the historic Roebling Wire Works building.
In Trenton. Yeah.
Trenton's kind of still sketchy kind of a place, isn't it? It's
I don't know. I don't want to disparage the whole city of Trenton. But here's Governor Phil Murphy.
I think by tightening our laws, by working with the mayor and the council and the county executive and his team, we can begin to crack the back of this senselessness.
So I think he's immediately going after the guns here as the issue.
Well, he should go after the gangs, too. It's gang violence.
Yeah. Here's Murphy. Some more from Murphy.
We can continue to aggressively tighten up the loopholes in our gun safety laws, and we've begun to do that meaningfully.
Both. All right. Well, how about the shooting itself? This is Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofri.
Recovered at the scene was a handgun with an extended capacity magazine, meaning that it contained more ammunition than is permitted under New Jersey law.
All right, so it's an illegal weapon. There you go.
Although the investigation is still progressing, what we've learned at this point is that prior to the shooting, there were numerous physical altercations that took place both inside and outside of the venue.
So this art thing turned into some kind of a brawl.
I know.
I mean, it's crazy.
Strange place for gang violence at an arts festival.
You would think.
I mean, maybe a music place where they play all that music that sort of induces violence, but where you're looking at paintings?
Well, they say it's in the 12th year, this art festival. I wonder if they've had problems in the past or any hints of problems here. I wonder what security was like.
I didn't know gang people were art connoisseurs.
I didn't either.
Prior to the shooting, the Trenton Police Department began dispersing individuals. Those individuals, however, continued to loiter, and additional fights broke out, and then the shooting occurred.
Obviously, fighting, and this is Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofri, and it has to do with gangs, obviously.
The investigations revealed that the shooting appears to be related to several gangs, neighborhood gangs, from here in the city of Trenton having a dispute at the venue.
Well, I did notice when this story broke, Michael, they said a 13-year-old boy. No, what was a 13-year-old boy doing at 2 in the morning there? He was listed in critical condition, but they've been upgraded to stable now. Mm. So it looks like the other 22 people will survive. But
But they got the gunman.
They think police killed that gunman.
Killed the gunman.
Well, that's the story from Trenton. By the way, I'm shaking my head. You know, we're expecting these hot temperatures today. And Senator Schumer went on his Sunday rant about sunscreen pills.
Right now, thousands and thousands of Americans are taking these pills, not putting on sunscreen, and endangering themselves.
Do you think that's true? Do you think there are
thousands of people taking sunscreen pills?
Thousands of Americans?
No.
I never heard of a sun. Natalie, you're our consumer expert around here. You ever hear of sunscreen pills?
I do. I remember.
Oh, you've heard of it?
I have. Not from anything inside my circles of friends or anything like that. I do remember a story about it about a year or two ago, maybe when it was coming out or had gotten approved. And I thought, I'm like, well, that's
weird.
Who would
possibly think that would work?
But then I never heard about it again, and I've never heard anybody talk about it. I've never seen it on
Schumer
a shelf.
Said thousands and thousands of Americans.
Okay. Well, he must know.
It was
Schumer
Sunday
to the rescue.
Sunday with Schumer.
Time now for the Mets Jock for the Nuts turning point of the game. Be the first person who can correctly identify the turning point from yesterday's miracle win in Arizona. You'll win a pair of tickets. See the Mets and Dodgers June 24th. Call 800-321-0710. Turning point. Proudly presented by Jock for the Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. To purchase tickets, go to Mets.com/tickets. Time for the latest news headlines. For that, go to Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe. Welcome back.
Thank you, Len. Going to fall short of a record, but it's still going to be blistering hot today. The temperature will soar into the 90s. It's going to feel like 100.
I hate the humidity, the heat, and I hate summer.
Oh, well, sorry about that, pal.
Who hates summer?
This guy. Yeah. Go
really?
Someplace else, then.
Must be
a
Republican.
Summer. What is he, a snowman?
They're unhappy about everything.
He's a snowman.
I mean, we complained about the heat, the cold, and the snow. And now they're
one day it's going to be a scorcher. Big deal.
Yeah, it's not even going to be a record. The record for today is 95. Okay, this is hot and heavy. Democrats paid a surprise visit to the Immigration Detention Center in Elizabeth, New Jersey yesterday. Congressman Bill Pascrell says kids are being ripped away from their parents.
It's Father's Day, damn it.
Damn it.
And you have a right to talk to your children. And you don't even know where your children are.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show.
Can we put him in a detention center?
I like Bill Pascrell. He's a little misguided on this one. Anyway, the White House blames Democrats.
You're going to get a free pass on this one?
No, I like Bill. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He called him misguided.
Look, you know what? He's doing what he
Joe's
has to do.
Joe's in favor of ripping kids away from their parents.
Out of the womb.
No,
idea.
I'm not.
Out of the womb.
These guys, come on. They're playing
grandstanding.
Politics.
Grandstanding. That's all they're doing, Len. It's a cynical exercise.
Fix the problem. Sit down with the Republicans.
Exactly.
Get a law.
So you think it's the Democrats' fault, too, huh?
Yes.
Oh, you are such a lemming.
They love it. They see a CNN camera out there by the detention centers, and they're right out there grandstanding.
First Lady Melania Trump calling for a solution to this situation. She says she hates to see children separated from their families, but she says the country needs to follow the law. Hey, speaking of laws, complaints about parking in New York City are skyrocketing. Channel 4 says in the past 5 years, there's been a 228% increase in calls to 311 about parking.
What are they saying? What are they upset with?
Well, there's any number. I can give you my litany of complaints here to take the rest of the show. But
well, your problem is that we have specified NYP zones and other cars parked there, and they do nothing about it, right?
Well, I'll give you another example. I mean, I got
NYP being for press.
Right. I got a ticket for that I never even got. Never got a ticket, you know, the physical ticket. And I ended up, the leasing company ends up paying it. So I said, hey, well, what's the fine for? Well, I was parked legally. Got a ticket for parking illegally, but since it was paid, I had no opportunity to challenge.
Who was the leasing company? Oh, you would lease the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So Volkswagen pays it if you don't.
So these people are just calling up in general complaining about
but it's, you know, especially in Queens, the most complaints are coming from Queens, yeah.
Hmm.
And a real quick sports note here, could this be the last season for Patriots quarterback Tom Brady? Gave an interview to Oprah over the weekend and says his football career is winding down.
I think I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming.
Sounds like a little baby there, doesn't he?
Such a Giants fan. Is that the whole soundbite?
No, that's enough. I don't want to hear any
more.
Well,
I want to hear some more.
Oh,
I want to hear the
right,
story.
All right, all right.
I think I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. What does that end look like? Is that 43? Is it 45?
Yeah.
Is it?
As long as I'm still loving it.
As long as you're loving it, you're going
to
do it.
Yes. Yeah, so, as long as I'm loving the training and the preparation and willing to make the commitment.
Well, you know, when you start to think about it and talk about it, then it's sooner rather than later.
Well, he said he wanted to play until he was 45.
Yeah,
well,
how old is he now?
40.
Well, he's one little injury away from saying, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. Well, that could be the worst one he gets. Speaking of injury, our news brought to you by NYC Pain MD. Treatment for arthritis pain. Call 1-855-OLD-KNEE. That's 1-855-653-5633.
Thanks, Joe. When we come back, we want to hear from you, not you, Joe, our listeners. What's your solution? We've heard enough of you. What's your solution to the immigrant child issue?
So mean.
And who is to blame? Want to talk about the kids and immigrant parents. 800-321-0710. What's on your mind? I know a lot of you want to call.
Hey, it's the summer blowout sale from Chamonix. Right now, when you order Genucel, you will get the new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, saggy eyelids absolutely free. And for the first time ever, you'll also get the world-famous Cristal's Microdermabrasion. That's free, too. Yes, the best sale of the year just got better. Here's Claire from Raleigh, North Carolina. She says, I've been using your products for 3 days. My husband already noticed the texture of my skin. It's looking so good. It feels nice and smooth with lots of moisture. The bags under my eyes are minimal now. I agree with Claire. I've been using Genucel. The bags under my eyes are so minimal, I need a magnifying glass to see them. Call 1-800-577-8627. 1-800-577-8627 or visit Genucel.com. Experience the power of looking and feeling your best every morning. Order today and say goodbye to bags and puffiness tomorrow. 1-800-577-8627. 1-800-577-8627 or visit Genucel.com.
Traffic time. Let's check in with Bernie Vider.
OR.
It's a hot Monday morning for you at 8:41. Welcome to the program. The phones are now open. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We want to know what you think about Trump's take no prisoner zero tolerance immigration policy. Are they ripping the children out of the wombs of the women down there in Texas? Should they put them in separate detention cells? Should they send them all back? What is going on? 1-800-321-0710. Let's go to John from Brooklyn. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
What are you thinking, John?
I have not one but two solutions to this. Solution number one, do not come to America illegally. And if you do, solution number two, don't bring your kids. This is a foolproof way to make sure that no one is separated from their children at the border. Two solutions.
Problem solved.
That's it. You're thinking correctly, John. You got it.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much, John.
Hey, give us a call, 800-321-0710. Tell us what you think. While you're calling, I want to tell you that John Heisman of Rockaway Point in Queens was the first caller to correctly identify that this was the Mets' chock full of nuts turning point of the game.
The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a drive, deep to right field, forget it. She is long gone, and the Mets take the lead. Brandon Nimmo, a two-run homer, 4-3 New York. They were down to their last strike here in the ninth inning, and Brandon Nimmo, a no-doubter, his 10th home run of the year. And the Mets have come back to go in front. 3 runs in the ninth inning.
There you go. Miracle win. They were down to their last out, last strike, and they had a bunt, a double, and back-to-back homers. So, John Heisman, you win a pair of Mets tickets. Your next chance to win. Listen to tonight's Mets postgame show. The Mets have moved on to Colorado. They try to make it 3 wins in a row. Coverage here on WOR begins at 6:05. Check out the postgame show and find out what is the Mets' chock full of nuts turning point of the game.
We got our phones open, 1-800-321-0710. We want to know what you think about the immigration policy. Let's go to line 3 with Peter from Jersey City. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Pete.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just trying to, you know, I don't know the law, and I'm trying to figure out why this law, as Steve Bannon said, why was it created? What was the trigger that had them separate the parents from the children.
Well, the trigger was Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, saying zero tolerance. So at this point, there wasn't a zero tolerance. There wasn't any of that. And once the zero tolerance came into being, and they started arresting people who crossed the border and detained them and arrested them, in the past they didn't, then they felt they had to remove the kids from the parents. So that's how it came about.
So the parents get arrested, and of course, if they get arrested, well, then they got to take care of the kids separately, yeah?
Well, they are taking care of them in detention centers, so to speak.
Yeah, well, the parents can't really take care of the kids if they're in the detention center.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Peter. Yeah. Appreciate it. How about Paul in New Jersey? Hey, Paul, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Paul.
Now, this is a very difficult question to try and make sense out of, because it's a policy that the Obama administration in 2015 followed. And they actually did it to try and stop the kids being used as drug mules and other things with the cartel. So the kids would be brought in and actually would be held sometimes 45 to 90 days incommunicado. They wouldn't even let people know where they were or who they were because they were trying to stem the drug flow. It's nothing new, and suddenly to make it, you know, it's just a political thing. It's being made new when it's not really new.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Paul. Let's go to line one. Jeffrey from Brooklyn. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Okay. I wanted to say what the previous caller just said, which is that these laws are already on the books, and the current administration is merely enforcing them. If we had enforcement 10 years ago with Obama, then we probably wouldn't have this problem at all.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Jeffrey. I agree.
So,
Jeffrey's
right.
It's
the Democrats' fault. Yeah.
It is. It's always the Democrats' fault. That's a safe bet to make, I think, Lynn. You don't agree with me?
well, that's what the president's saying, where he, with executive privilege and everything he can do, he could end it today. How about you, Matt? What do you think? Matt's in Long Beach.
Good morning
to you.
Well, I think it's kind of complicated on one end, but on the other end, it's kind of straightforward. And two points. If you break the law, no matter what you do, you don't get to take your children to jail with you. Coming into this country illegally is breaking the law. They should protect the children, but they have to be separated. The other point is that I don't understand why there is, at this point in time, a class of people who are not subject to our laws. If I run a red light, they're coming after me. So why are they getting a pass? There are many things that I would like to do to improve my lot, if you will. But you can't break the law in that process.
I don't think they're not getting a pass. There's zero tolerance. They're getting arrested. They're not getting a pass.
Well, Matt's happy about that. Right.
Historically, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying.
I got you, Matt. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it.
Hey, don't go away. We've got our entertainment section coming up next. We've got, Kim Kardashian for president.
Why not?
There's already a reality TV star in the White House. Why not Kim? And Liza Minnelli is unloading her very pricey art collection. That's all coming up. Hey, the iHeartRadio Music Festival is back September 21st and 22nd at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Two nights, one stage. Listen to the lineup of performances. Justin Timberlake, Fleetwood Mac, Carrie Underwood, Mariah Carey, Leonard Skinner, Kelly Clarkson, Sam Smith, and more. Now's your last chance, the very last chance, to buy tickets at iHeartRadio.com/tickets. You want to get them before they sell out. All the info is at 710WOR.com or iHeartRadio.com. And now let's go to traffic with Bernie Biden.
8:53, it is Monday, the 18th of June, a couple of days away from summer, so... Really, Kim Kardashian for president?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious, Riedel?
I'm not serious, but she is, apparently. She's weighing the idea of running
for president.
But
you're serious of doing the story on it. We're going to waste valuable WOR airtime discussing Kim Kardashian?
She was just in the Oval Office. She got that pardon for the drug dealing grandma, and she probably was measuring the curtains while she was there.
What?
Looking around, saying, I could sit behind
Well, your tease probably upset all of your supporters, saying that, we have a reality TV star in the White House.
He's doing a heck of a job.
So what about now? Kardashian was on with Van Jones on CNN, and would you like to be represented by her? Because she thinks she could be a pretty good lawyer. What do you think? Lawyer Kim, you like that?
Yeah, I don't need a lawyer, but if I did, I'd go right to Kardashian and Kardashian, attorneys at law.
The long college process
I would be an attorney. But I researched that in the state of California, I could assist an attorney for 3 years and just and then, take the bar.
And then be bar eligible?
Yeah, you never know.
This could go. Now, once you get the law degree, people are going to say, would you ever run for office?
Oh, I don't think that's even on my mind.
By the way, I looked that up, and it's really 4 years. If you're an apprentice in a law office, and obviously pay attention to what you're doing at your job, after 4 years, you can take the bar.
Well, Abe Lincoln never went to law school. There were no law schools back then. I'm serious. They apprenticed.
No, it's true. That's how they did. But can you imagine the money you could save?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to law school. Be an apprentice. Abe, I can't believe you're citing Abe Lincoln.
It's true.
Well, Abe Lincoln never,
but you know
never
what?
Had
Abe
email.
Lincoln and Kim Kardashian in the same sentence doesn't happen very often.
Kim Kardashian, you know, being a lawyer, but it's not a bad way to learn something working with
on the job training.
Absolutely.
Right. You never saw Abe Lincoln playing video games. I mean, what kind of kind of arguments do you make around here?
Abe Lincoln.
All right. So Van Jones, I guess, asked Kim Kardashian, would she consider running for president? Oh, boy.
I guess never say never, but that's not going to be like a Kim's run. That's not where I'm.
Yeah.
What I'm going for. I just want to help, you know, starting one person at a time. And I think sometimes if more people would just put their personal feelings aside and talk about really important issues that have to be discussed, then so much more can get done.
Well, apparently she has a new, you know, she got that one person pardon. Apparently now she's been tweeting about a death row inmate by the name of Kevin Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And she's asking California Governor Jerry Brown to retest the DNA evidence in his case. He was convicted of the murders of two people and their 10-year-old daughter and friend. So, like, convicted of four murders in 1985. So, she's all over the case.
Kim Kardashian, crusader.
Mass crusader.
Hey, did you see this in Richard Johnson's column in the New York Post, Len? Liza Minnelli is unloading some of her Andy Warhol paintings. She's apparently got 22 of them. And recently, a silk screen of her mother, Judy Garland, very famous Warhol of her mother, Judy Garland, was sold by an art dealer for $7 million to an unnamed buyer. 2 years ago, she was trying to get rid of the entire collection for $40 million, but now she apparently is selling it off piecemeal. Now, those Warhols used to decorate her East 69th Street apartment, where I was once many years ago to interview
nice apartment.
Her. Beautiful apartment, and the Warhols, the stunning Warhols, were all over the walls, including the famous silk screen of her mother, Judy Garland.
Does she still live up there?
No, she sold that apartment. She's living in Beverly Hills now.
Now, are we to assume she needs the money?
Well, she hasn't really worked much in the last several years. I mean, she appeared on the NBC series Smash. I had a couple of cameos. In fact, I had a cameo with Liza.
And Liza were in a scene together?
Liza and I were in a scene together. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Did you sing together?
No, she had to walk. She had to remember her lines and sing.
She had to walk and talk.
She couldn't walk. She couldn't remember her lines, and she had to be dubbed. It was a little bit painful, but she was game.
And they paid you a zillion, so they must have paid her a zillion to do that.
Well, they paid her a lot more than me. But what I loved about her was they have no smoking signs all over the sound studio.
Right.
She just walks into one of the sets not being used, lights up, and nobody says anything to Liza.
She's Liza Minnelli.
That's right.
Start spreading the smoke.
Dun, 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 dun.
So what's?
But I like her.
Okay, Scarface producer Marty
Bregman.
Yes, 92.
Yes. Well, Marty Bregman, he discovered Al Pacino way back in the 70s. He found Pacino in an off-Broadway play. He put him in Pacino's first movie, Panic in Needle Park. He had really guided Pacino's career, and then he went on to produce Serpico, Dog Day Afternoon, terrific movie, Scarface, and Sea of Love.
I remember Sea of Love. Yeah. I like Sea of Love.
Well, that was a good one. Marty Bregman, he died Saturday, 92 years old. He also is instrumental in the career of Alan Alda.
Well, there are two Al's. I would never put in the same sentence. Alan Alda and Al Pacino, huh?
Alan Alda and Al Pacino.
But I remember that Sea of Love was a pretty good movie. That was with Ellen Barkin. Only big movie, Ellen Barkin?
It is good. I saw Serpico not too long ago, and that movie holds up really well. Remember, he played the cop who rats out all the other cops who are corrupt. And Pacino was terrific in Serpico. Dog Day Afternoon, another classic. Classic, Len.
Said he produced the 1999 thriller, The Bone Collector, starring Denzel Washington and Angelina Jolie. I can't say I remember that one.
And I never saw that one.
And he says, the disastrous 2002 sci-fi comedy. Well, just sci-fi comedy is not going to work.
The Adventures
of Pluto Nash, starring Eddie Murphy.
I didn't hear about that one, but Joe Neumeier, our movie guy, he was on earlier today, and he referenced The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
He did. Well, maybe that's why.
Comparing it to the Gotti movie that he loved.
Yeah. Alda and Bregman executive produced the brief TV series based on the Four Seasons. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, the Four Seasons was a movie from 1981 that's really quite good with Alan Alda.
So this is 92-year-old Martin Bregman, Scarface
legendary
producer.
Legendary Hollywood producer.
Passing away.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, there's a lot of big stories to discuss today. First of all, you got the immigration kids crisis. What's going on? President's going to meet with Congress. Not today. Maybe you can do something today. You got the Trenton shooting. You got the scorching heat today. We have some school closures to actually talk about. Well, that's all coming up after the news. Right now, it's 9 o'clock.
Michael Riedel in the morning. We come together. 710 WOR.
Well, a gorgeous Monday and a hot one. Good morning, everyone, at 9:05. Hope everyone had a great Father's Day. I know I did. I hope you did, Joe Bartlett. And Riedel,
sure,
of course.
Did.
Riedel is anti-child.
So stop it. I called my father, wished him a happy Father's
Day. Nice man.
From a detention center down there on the border of Texas.
Joe,
he's been separated for years. Hasn't bothered us one bit.
His family was in here last week while you were
on. Oh, really?
They were,
yeah.
His parents, his sister,
and my nephew.
His nephew, very nice people.
My 10-year-old nephew,
well,
very cute.
I would expect them to be nice people. Michael's a nice person.
Well, I didn't know where Riedel came from because they were really, the parents were lovely. Just lovely.
My nephew got us in trouble, though, because we were playing this bit from a 5-year-old who was on one of those talent shows, and she was singing My Way.
Mm-hmm.
And Len and I were laughing because what does a 5-year-old know about regrets?
She's basically
but
she had such a life that she was singing about her way, you know. No,
her
at the age
way,
of 5.
Yeah, right.
But my nephew thought it was hilarious. He kept urging us to play it.
Which
and
we
you
did.
Know when you urge Len to play something over and over again to death, that's exactly what he does.
So I got beaten up by everybody involved. But anyway, our big three stories today on this 18th of June. The public outcry continues over immigration policies that separate kids from their parents. A couple of first ladies weighing in. But listen, the lady who runs the Department of Homeland Security says there is no policy. No such thing. So I'm confused, but that's the way it works. Also in the big three, police say it was gang-related. One dead, 22 injured, as gunfire erupted at that 24-hour art festival in Trenton. I guess they're looking for a couple more suspects. They think the primary guy was shot dead, and he was just released from prison on a homicide case. So just a bad situation. They think it's all gang-related down there. And rounding out the big three, well, today is going to be a scorcher. As temperatures zoom well into the 90s, to show you how much Riedel hates kids. There are plenty of schools in the area who are closing down early because they don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, right.
I think that's
Michael
ridiculous.
Says, make them sit there and learn.
That's right.
He never left school early for the heat when he was a kid.
He sweat went upstate. It was never hot.
It was hot. Of course it's hot.
It didn't
upstate.
Get hot until July 4th.
It was about 75.
Yeah,
your heat wave.
You people live down here. First of all, when in the blizzard of 77, we had like 40 inches of snow, I plowed my way to go to school. Now around here, you have a little snow. Everyone's in a panic. No school. And now because it's 90 degrees,
it's unhealthy.
You're sending kids home early? That is ridiculous.
That's unhealthy.
We don't have any reports of New York City schools, but in New Jersey, Wayne, Edison, Patterson, Oakland, Bloomfield, Hackensack, Jersey City, a bunch of them are closing early. In Connecticut, we have Danbury School District, Fairfield, closing 3.5 hours early. We have the Mamaroneck Elementary Schools, not the high school, closing early.
What a bunch of wimps.
So Michael thinks they're all pansies at these schools.
Well, the problem is parents now have to figure out a way to get their kids early in the day.
So that's
an issue. Those kids should sit there in that sweatshop going over their trigonometry.
I had a teacher at PS23 in Staten Island when I was a kid who said when we get out of the, recess, we're all hot and sweaty, and everybody wanted to go to the fountain for a drink. She's like, nope, there's no water drink. We're like, what do you mean?
That's no water break for you.
So she would make us put our wrists under the cold water, and she told us it was going to lower our body temperature.
Probably would.
Meanwhile, we're all dehydrated.
That's my kind of educator.
Wow.
There you go.
Trump should appoint her to head up the education department.
Exactly.
In the everybody wins a trophy generation. Come
exactly.
So anyway, Bartlett, of course, left out the big score. The the Sweden-South Korea soccer score. Come on, Joe.
I didn't have time to do all the World Cup.
We must have two Swedes and one South Korean. They're probably watching the game. Halftime, no score.
No score.
But there's been some crazy World Cup stuff. Did you hear about that when Germany lost to Mexico? When Mexico scored the goal, they're claiming a little
earthquake.
They felt a little tremor.
Yes,
they
thought it was jumping up.
Is that serious?
Yeah.
You think that's a put on?
Could you imagine the jubilation in Mexico?
You're telling everyone jumping up and down in Mexico caused the minor.
As soon as they heard goal, they jumped.
Well, they didn't just hear goal. They heard. Some pretty good lung power to be a broadcaster.
Sounds like someone being tortured in one of those detention centers down there on the border.
I like it. Sometimes they'll go, goalie, goalie, goal!
And then that's all right over the border!
This was Mexico beating defending huge. Germany. And you know, it was really huge. They were in mourning in Argentina and Brazil. Those two South American powerhouses were both tied 1-1 by the soccer unlikely heroes of Iceland and Switzerland. We're both.
Isn't it weird to be watching this event and not having a U.S. team involved?
Well, you know what?
It's embarrassing.
I don't know if soccer fans really miss it that much. People who really follow soccer. I mean, I didn't think for a second when I saw that Spain and Portugal were 3-3. And
that was a great game. I watched that one.
That was terrific. Yeah. Ronaldo scored three goals in his underwear. He was great.
His underwear. That's always good.
No, there's a great commercial.
But honestly.
Natalie loves Ronaldo.
Oh, that commercial is so good.
The one in the hotel.
But did you see the tying goal that went right around the wall? It was unbelievable.
The penalty kick from Ronaldo,
But back to the U.S. team, Joe. Yeah. Yeah. They would be in there for about 35 seconds and it'd be over.
Well, they'd be done. Get three games.
Didn't they get out of the first round last time?
I think they did.
I thought they got out of the first round.
Iran could beat the U.S. team.
And then nothing to look at. I hate to say it, but they don't play.
They're not as handsome as Ronaldo?
No, not like that.
You just look at the legs.
No, they're good-looking guys. No. Nope. I think soccer guys are good-looking guys, but... They don't play like the other countries. Yeah. It's not a spectacle like that you
Americans,
remember watching.
We're not really soccer players.
We're not soccer players yet. We're getting there, but we're not there yet.
We have 330 million people in this country. We can find 25 who play soccer.
I don't understand it.
They're probably in detention centers down on the border right now.
We've been saying that for 40 years.
I know we have.
We've been saying that forever.
But 25, all you need is 25.
You need that many?
Well, I'll take 10.
But you're right. The country, the soccer. And all those millions of kids who play.
I know it.
Everywhere you go, they're playing.
It's an embarrassment.
But it's this system. Our system is very different than the system in Europe and how they...
Well, they take them real young.
They groom them from birth, basically. We don't do that here.
Well, we separated a lot of immigrants this week. Let's take a few of those.
Mexicans show up at the border with their 10-year-old son and say, my son is a very good soccer player. Let him in!
By the way, speaking of being a wimpy country, I was at a soccer game with my son yesterday. It was really hot. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It had to be 90-something degrees.
They called it off.
No, not only did they not call it off, they didn't even have a water break. And you had to hear the parents complaining.
Why wouldn't they give them a water break?
It was a 35-minute half or a 40-minute half. Yeah. They went straight through, and the parents were complaining.
Even the pros get a water break when it gets so hot.
How could they not stop for a water break?
Yeah.
I remember when my kids played soccer, they had a coach. It was cold and snowy, made them play in their short sleeves. Because it was his argument. His argument was if you have long sleeves, they'll get wet and they'll just slow you down. You got to be a man and play in the elements.
I like that guy.
My son had a coach, an English coach.
Yeah, but this guy was English too.
Absolutely. Yeah. He came over to them and some of them had hats on, skull cap. Pulled them off, threw them on the ground. He's like, you don't wear that on the field.
I tried to play soccer in high school, but... I sat the bench mainly, but you know what I hate it? Stop laughing at me, Joe. I wear glasses, so I could never try. Whenever I would try to head the ball, my glasses would go flying off my face, and I'd be stumbling around like Mr. Magoo out on the field.
That's why my son got contacts at 10. He said, I can't do this anymore.
I don't know what
anymore.
I was thinking, heading a ball with glasses on. It's so stupid.
Hey, Joe, you're Mr. Golf. What did you think of that Phil Mickelson craziness over the weekend at the U.S. Open? He hits a moving ball. I was one of those people who thought he should have been disqualified. He was making a mockery of the game.
He was frustrated.
And really, you give him a pass, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He's filthy.
You make that much money playing a sport. Yeah. You don't get that frustrated.
It's totally unprofessional.
What difference does it make?
Unprofessional.
You get yourself together.
Yeah, he took the two-stroke penalty.
No, you know what?
No.
If he were a lesser name, they would have booted him.
Really?
I think they should have booted him.
I do, too.
You don't behave like that on the golf course.
I'm telling you, that's what I do in mini golf. You don't do that when you're playing the U.S.
Whack the
Open.
Ball back.
Did you hear his explanation?
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-shot penalty, and at that time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting the same shot over. I took the two-shot penalty, moved on. It's my understanding of the rules. I've had multiple times where I've wanted to do that. I just finally did.
Hey, he's thought about doing it in the past.
But I can understand about thinking really? About it, well, but you stop yourself.
His partner, or they said he didn't know. He said he did it deliberately. But they said that when he went up to the judge, he said, I don't know what the score, what I'm going to get. Just give me the number. I know it's a penalty. I'll take whatever you give. No, he didn't do it deliberately. He just did it out of frustration.
I think he was
But then he came up with that story.
I think he was disingenuous.
Have you ever seen a professional golfer throw a club? During a big tournament,
John Daly must have, right?
You know what? I don't recall. I you know what? I have seen him throw it into a pond. Remember, there was one story where they threw it into a pond.
Yeah,
it was. I remember that one. And I've seen him break a putter over their knee.
Once
you break that over your knee,
can you be suspended for that?
No, but you have to. You can't use your putter. So they putt with their driver
or
some other club. Yeah,
really?
But it's not such a big deal that he did that. Really.
Well, I think so.
I think
he made a mockery. A guy who was that professional, that well known, I thought he made a mockery of the rules. And it's in the rule book that it is the discretion of the PGA to disqualify him, and they didn't. But I think they would have disqualified.
Well, the guy got a 9 on the hole.
10. Got a 10.
10. Yeah.
All right, so that's the story there. So you want to win a valuable limited edition WOR t-shirt.
These I do.
Gorgeous. Well, call us if you want to play because it's another edition of Is It Real News or Is It Fake News? Plus, we've got Mark Simone coming up after the news at 10 o'clock. But right now, we have Bernie Vider and Traffy.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. At 9:25, it's time for a game that Len and I like to play.
We do.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel present Real News or Fake News. You decide.
Buzzers and bells, give us a call here. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. If you want to play Real News or Fake News, the prize is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It is the highly coveted 710 WOR t-shirt that says Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on the back. And in a hot, scorching day like today, you want that t-shirt. I almost wore the t-shirt to work. So hot outside.
Really?
It's a hot t-shirt, too, Len. Especially
it is a hot t-shirt.
Especially when I wear it.
And, you know, we've actually autographed some of them. So.
We have, yeah. We'll autograph the t-shirts for you.
Think how valuable that is.
All right. 1-800-321-0710. And I believe we have our first contestant on line two, April in the Bronx. Good morning, April.
Good morning.
All right. I'm going to give you two headlines. You tell me which is real and which is fake. You ready, April?
You got it. Yes.
Okay. Here's your first headline. A man has been listening to the same song on repeat since 2014, and that song is the Pina Colada song. A man has been listening to the Pina Colada song on repeat since 2014. That's headline one. Here's headline two. Firefighters in England had to save a man who got stuck in a tree while trying to chase his escaped parrot. The man was after his parrot, but he's the one who got stuck in the tree, and the firefighters had to save him. All right, April, tell me, which one is real and which one is
number
fake?
Number two
is real or fake?
Real.
Number two is real. And you get the t-shirt.
All right.
Fantastic. I'm so excited.
You don't want to have the Pina Colada song on your repeat playlist?
No, 2014? No. And it's a great song, but no.
Okay. All right. Yes, you're right. The man, his parrot escaped, and he climbed up a tree, and he got stuck, and it took firefighters about a half an hour to get him down. The most important thing, the bird is still on the loose.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, parrots can fly out. You have to be careful about that.
This is true. All right, April, we'll autograph the shirt for you, okay?
Well, that's good. Well, way to go.
Congratulations, April.
What do you think, Natalie? Do we have a second player there? Natalie's working a comment. Oh, Tommy. Tommy in Denville, New Jersey. Hi, Tommy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. If you have the radio on in the background, please turn it down or something. There's some noise back there.
Turn it down.
Yeah. Turn your radio down right now. Did you do it?
Turn it down right now.
Turn it down right now. Very good. Okay, you ready to play, Tommy?
Yes, I am.
All right, here are the two headlines, and they're all about names, all right?
Okay.
Headline number one, a couple named their kids after Disney characters. A couple named their kids after Disney characters. That's headline one. Headline two, have you ever heard of the British dessert called Spotted Dick?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, there's a big thing. It's in Britain, right, Michael?
Yes, I know Spotted Dick.
Spotted Dick, okay. There's a rumor that one of the restaurants in England is changing the name of Spotted Dick, the dessert, to Spotted Richard. So that's the second headline. Spotted Dick, the dessert, is being one restaurant is rumored to be changing it to Spotted Richard. And the other headline is a couple names their kids after Disney characters. Which is real? Which is fake?
The Disney characters is real.
The Disney characters? Parents named a kid after Disney characters?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, Tommy.
I would have gone with that one, too.
You would have gone with that one, too. Yeah. Well, it turns out that there's a restaurant for British Parliament, and the rumor has it that they're going to change the name of the bread pudding from Spotted Dick to Spotted Richard because they believe the term is less offensive.
Oh, I see. You're right, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I should change it to Spotted Len. If that were on the menu, I'd order it.
Spotted Len. Even less offensive. Or some listeners might think much more offensive.
I'd go for Spotted Len. Hey, here's an interesting one. This is from the real category. An Indonesian family. It's kind of sad. They were holding a funeral for their mother. But while they were lowering her coffin into the grave, a bamboo ladder that her son was on gave way, and he fell, hit his head, and he died at the gravesite.
Well, then they didn't have to dig another grave.
They stacked them.
Two for the...
Rack them in the cemetery.
Two for the price of one.
That's a real headline. By the way,
listen to these real headlines. Natalie makes up a whole list here. Man wants a divorce over his wife salting popcorn. That's a real headline. Here's another one. I figured. A bulldog trains foster kittens. Another real headline.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
None of that's fake?
I would have bought the Disney kids being...
I would have bought the Disney kids. I'm sure someone's going to name a daughter Elsa or something like that. Hey,
Or Goofy.
Or Dopey. Or Joe Bartlett, who is here now with the 9:30 News. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, that's
Joe.
Some introduction. Thank you there, Michael.
It's the only one you're getting at 9:30.
You're sneezy, grumpy, bashful. Not bashful. Sneezy and grumpy. That's you.
All right. It's Monday. What do you expect? And it's going to be hot. Temperatures expected to soar into the 90s today. 95 is the official record for this date, but it's going to feel like 100 degrees. There's a heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., and some schools over in New Jersey are going to close early because of this. All right, let's get to those.
On 710 WOR.
At 9:40 and change, it's going to be a hot one, and you caught my attention with your last headline before we took a break.
Which one was that?
Well, you said there's a bad review because people in Brooklyn are furious at a nearby restaurant.
Yes,
what are they furious about?
It's a very trendy restaurant called Meta in Brooklyn.
Meta?
Yeah.
M-E-T-T-A?
Meta. And they're famous for grilling meats and vegetables. Yeah. But here's the problem with all that grilling. The smoke is choking the neighbors and the people who live in the building, and they're claiming that they're being smoked out of their homes by the restaurant's gimmick of charring nearly everything it serves. We're asking that the stack be raised above all our roofs, says a woman who lives there, because if you notice, their building is a whole floor below ours. So, of course, the smoke is pouring into our backyards. She says she lost a tenant because of the smell of smoke. And despite the vigorous output of smoke, Meta, though, claims to be carbon neutral, meaning that it takes steps to have no net contribution to carbon in the atmosphere. It just strangles, asphyxiates all of its neighbors, but it's carbon neutral. Now, the locals say they've tried to talk to the owners of the restaurant, but they've been, quote, very arrogant and very dismissive. You know what they should do? They should just call 911, get the fire department there, and hose them down.
Well, are they threatening a suit?
Does not say. Well, they want to bring them up on an environmental control board judge is going to hear the case.
So there is some kind of action.
As they complain that they're being smoked out of their... They all feel like a big slab of bacon, I guess. Yeah. I mean, that would be annoying if you're living right next to a restaurant where there's smoke pouring out of the ventilation shaft all the time.
You want to hear what's annoying? This family's at a wedding reception in Overland Park, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's a piece of sculpture in one of the reception rooms. And surveillance video shows that the five-year-old son of this couple went over to hug this piece of sculpture, and the sculpture was not in any kind of casing.
Right.
Knocks it over, smashes the thing, and they felt bad about it. They thought, you know, maybe it's $800 or something. Well, it turns out it's $132,000 sculpture. and they may be on the hook.
Ooh, well, so, who the heck hugs sculpture? Why would you? Have you ever thought of hugging sculpture?
Well, we've got the video up. If you want to go check it out, it's 710WOR.com/Lennon. Mike, if you want to see this cute little kid smash a sculpture after he tried to hug it. But here's the thing. The parents are now, you know, they're going to fight back. You know, they may be on the hook. I mean, they haven't been told yet.
Totally.
But they or their insurance company may be on the hook. But the parents are now fighting back and saying, well, wait a second. This thing's in the main walkway. The sculpture's not in a separate room. No plexiglass. Not protected and not held down.
Well, there's a lot of sculpture that's not in plexiglass in museums. You just don't go over to a piece of art. You don't let your kid go over to a piece of art and throw his arms around it. I mean, you're not going to take the kid to the Rodin Museum in Paris and he's going to throw his arms around the thinker? No, that's ridiculous.
You know what the city says? The city in Overland Park, Kansas says, they called it unfortunate, but they said the artwork should not have been touched.
Yes.
And they said there's a societal responsibility that you may not interact with it. It's not designed for interaction. So this could be on the hook for $132,000.
I don't think they're going to squirm away from this one. I think they're, you know, you knock over a valuable piece of artwork and you're going to pay the price for it.
Do you know that Thomas Markle's been heard from? That is Meghan Markle's father.
Mm-hmm.
He was the mysterious figure who didn't show up at the wedding and then had this whole dust up. He staged paparazzi pictures and sold them and I don't know. And then he didn't show up, didn't walk her down the aisle. Well, now he's talking. He was on a British television. This is his first interview. Would you like to hear from Mr. Thomas Markle?
Sure.
If not, we can talk about the lady who was swallowed by a python.
I want to hear from Thomas Markle. I want to hear what he sounds like.
Thomas Markle. Here he is. He's kind of apologizing for that little fake paparazzi scheme that he pulled off.
I spoke to them both, and I apologized. I realized it was a serious mistake, but hard to take it back. They were disappointed, but they both said... and Megan cried, I'm sure, but she did cry. And they both said, take care of yourself.
Okay, he had a health condition.
Yeah, yeah. He is a little odd, though, I think. You know, and there's some estrangement in that family.
Well, he's saying that Harry did ask for his daughter's hand.
And I said, you're a gentleman. Promise me you'll never raise your hand against my daughter. And, of course, I give you my permission.
Well, I don't know if he actually asked, but he gave his permission anyway.
Anyway, why would you not want your daughter to marry into one of the richest families in the world?
And he does think his daughter's a princess.
My daughter's been a princess since the day she was born.
There you go.
Why?
And a princess is the day.
What dad's not going to say that?
I know, but he looks a little odd. I mean, he looks like he's living in the trailer park. He does not look like he's...
what?
He does. I saw him on television. From the trailer park. Mr. Merkel. He does. You know. She's got a white trashy background, doesn't she?
I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
I thought. Well, he's like a strange sister and a strange.
he worked in the entertainment business. He worked in lighting? I think a lighting director.
Are you calling?
Well, it's not exactly like he's running a studio, Natalie. Okay, he's not hanging out in his Winnebago.
He has a job.
Is he calling Britain's newest princess white trash?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Got a little white trashy background there.
Anyway, he thought that the wedding was just lovely.
Oh, she was beautiful. It was incredible watching her. I cried a little bit about it, but she was so beautiful walking down that aisle and so proud and so gorgeous. I was very proud. I couldn't have seen a better moment.
Why is he
life.
Listening to the theme song from Titanic in the background?
That's not Titanic.
I've been waiting for Celine Dion to chime in any minute now.
That was just the music going through the trailer.
the trailer part.
He lives
in an elevator.
But what did he say? He checked out a bit of it? Is that what he said?
I turned it on for a few minutes.
A little bit?
He flipped from NASCAR to check out his daughter getting married.
And I can't believe your favorite story today is this poor Indonesian
woman
who was swallowed whole by a python.
I know. Terrible.
She's no longer with us, she was, and they cut open the python, and there she was, fully clothed.
She was working in the garden, and she disappeared. Her family went to look for her. They found a python, a bloated python in the garden. Mm. They put two and two together, and there was Mom.
Indonesia, 54-year-old Wah Tiba.
Wow. This is not funny, Len. Stop.
You're the one laughing.
I actually watched the video. How sick am I? I watched the uncensored video.
Well, the body was inside.
You can see her feet and the clothes. She's still clothed.
Well, when you got to go. Coming up next, maybe the best school dismissal ever. Wait till you hear this one. Certainly the most melodic. You know, our iHeart, speaking of melodic, our iHeart Music Festival's back September 21st and 22nd. At T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Two nights, one stage, performances by Justin Timberlake. I just realized that I've been saying AT&T. It's at the T-Mobile. It says ATT, which is at T-Mobile. I've been saying it wrong.
AT&T.
I've been saying the AT&T. But it says AT. No, it's at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. I can't believe none of you corrected me. Unbelievable. It's all your fault. Two nights, one stage, performances by Justin Timberlake, Fleetwood Mac, Carrie Underwood, Shawn Mendes is going to be there, Michael, Kelly Clarkson, Sam Smith, and more. Now's your last chance to buy tickets at iHeartRadio.com/tickets. Go get them before they're sold out. Let's get some traffic now. Speaking of mobile, here is Bernie Viter.
It's a hot one out there. And it hit 92, not quite the record. 95 was the record set in 1929. It's going to be 92. Feel like 100 degrees out today.
That's the feel-like temperature, yeah.
Absolutely. 5 minutes from now, Mr. Mark Simone, Mr. New York, he is on deck now. Here's a story I came across. We've got some amazing audio here. So this poor guy, Samuel Bardwell, 20 years old. He was at West Valley College out in California. And he had an anxiety attack, apparently.
Right.
You know, probably playing, I think he was playing basketball, had the summer workout of basketball, and he was really upset. So he went to the hospital having an anxiety attack. And then the doctor, Beth Keegstra, she's not exactly Marcus Welby when it comes to bedside manner.
You don't think so,
She was having none of it from this guy.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of her.
I'm sorry, sir, you were the least sick of all the people who are here who are dying.
Whoa.
What? Let me hear this one again.
I'm sorry, sir. You were the least sick of all the people who are here who are dying.
You're the least sick of any of the people here who are dying. Natalie doesn't know who Marcus Welby is. You had a Welby reference.
Marcus Welby, MD. He was a famous doctor when I was growing up.
From the 60s?
How about Dr. Really Kildare? Nice.
That's a good one.
Like Dr. Kildare?
He's from the 50s.
I think we could find a doctor show.
What do you want, George Clooney from ER? Or is that better for you?
That's still old.
How about Denzel Washington from St. Elsewhere?
You like that one?
From the 80s. That was 30 years ago.
All right, Neil Patrick Harris. He was a doctor
Was it Neil Patrick Harris?
What doctor was he in? What show was he in? Neil Patrick Harris. He was a doctor in something.
I don't know.
Whatever. Let's listen to this poor guy.
Doogie Howser, right?
Yes, he was Doogie Howser.
All right, this Keegstra woman, she's no Doogie Howser, the bedside manner.
Boy, she's really going after him.
You picked your head up. Now, don't try to tell me you can't move. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up. I'm having you sit up.
I can't get up.
Because he needs to sit up, and he won't
she's
let me.
She's literally yanking my arm.
You want us to wheel you to your house in the gurney?
That's not what I said.
Now, who's shooting this video?
The father. At some point, the patient, Samuel, said to his dad, you have to roll video.
Can I just defend the doctor, though, just for a moment? She was probably stressed out. It is the emergency room.
His ball was rolling away, so he went and hit it while it was rolling. He was having a bad day. Defend everybody who does dumb stuff?
No, I didn't defend Mickelson for the ball rolling away that he smacked. No, but this doctor probably under a lot of stress in the emergency room. A lot of seriously injured people there. She said some people were dying. This guy comes in with an anxiety attack.
What? Seriously. Don't diminish an anxiety attack.
You go What's to an emergency room because of an anxiety attack?
You sure do.
Well, the symptoms of an anxiety attack could mean it could be like you're having a heart attack. So yes,
he's 20 years old. He's not going to have a heart attack. He's having an anxiety attack because I don't know. Maybe he lost.
And if
his
the
basketball.
Doctor who works in an ER who can't handle stress, he's in the wrong job.
Let's hear a little bit more from Marcia Welby.
I just tried to inhale, and I even told her I could not inhale.
He can't inhale. Wow, he must be dead. Are you dead, sir?
Oh, jeez. Now you're defending her?
Come on.
I love this doctor.
This is tough love in the ER.
She's the same sarcasm as Michael does.
I love her. Oh, yeah. You're inhaling? You're dead? You breathe? You're dead?
All right, Samuel Bardwell is the patient.
I said, hey, Dad, can you please take out your phone? I need you to take out your phone now because I have a feeling something's going to happen. They were not taking care of me from the beginning.
And here's Dad.
In my mind, I don't think she should be practicing medicine at all, because if it's not a race thing and she treats everybody that way, then that's a problem.
Here's the shocker. Bardwell says he's contacted a lawyer considering legal action.
Of course.
Before we leave, and we're about to head out of here, it was the last. It's just for us. This would be great for us to finish up the show. Regina Ballard is a high school receptionist in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. It was the last day of school. She gets on the PA, listen to this, and starts singing. How good is this?
She's improvising.
All our long holidays are over.
It's a regular Etta James.
Of course, the kids have no idea what she's singing. Oh, she's good. She's good.
You know what the kids said?
Oh, yeah.
Play Beyonce.
They said we're going to get right out of school and go watch Marcus Welby reruns. Anyway, the videos are up of this story and the doctor berating the patient. Go check it out at 710WOR.com/Len and Michael.
And if you missed anything today, well, you check out 710WOR.com/Len and Michael, because we've got all the videos and all the fun segments that we did. You don't want to miss any of it. All right, coming up next is Mark Simone after the news at 10 o'clock.